Okay. Parsha Toldos, Tavshinayin Zayin. The pasuk says like this: In Perchovov pasuk Yudbeis, VaYisrael Yitzchok Baretz Ha'iv VaYimtza Bashanayim Miashorim. He planted that year on that land on that year, and he found 100 measures, 100 gates. VaYivorcheu Hashem and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him a brocha. So Rashi says, and Rashi explains, Shemdua Kamaruya Lasot, meaning they estimated, they had an estimation of how much and how much production the land would make. So, and it made 100 times the estimate. So Rabbi Sein Omru, explained that the reason why they measured it is they estimated it was to estimate for Meisers, for how much Meisers to give. This is indeed becomes a halacha, and the Rambam in Shoift in Iluchas Meloch in Perek Tes Halacha Beis Halacha Aleph says, Al Shisha Dvorim Nisove Damarishon. The Marishon had 6 mitzvahs, and Noach gets the 7th mitzvah ever min Achai, and then Vechen Yadover Bechol Oylam Ad Avrom. This went until Avrom. And he gets an 8th mitzvah, which is Mila, which is the mitzvah Lashminis, right? He gets the 9th mitzvah, which is Shachris. Yitzchok Yifrish Meinser. And Yitzchok was Mafrish Meinser from our Pasuk, right? That he estimated, he created an estimate of the production in order to give Meinser. So here, Yitzchok Yifrish Meinser. And that's the mitzvah Hasir, the 10th mitzvah of the world, interestingly enough. And you made that tefillah, which is mincha. Right away, you have to ask one second, mincha comes before. So mincha should have been the 10th mitzvah, and ma'aser the 11th. You're right, it's not going to be so nice, because ma'aser to be the 10th mitzvah is something which is cool, but doesn't make any sense. So that's the first question. The second question is therefore derived quotes. Omar Avrom ken ra'ui lomar, meaning he should have said something else. Vehuit palil shachris, Avrom avinu daven shachris. Vehifrish meiser, and he gave meiser, because the pasuk says by Avrom va'iten lo maser mikol, meaning he gave meiser to Avimelech, to what you call, to Malkitzedek. So one second, why are you telling me that Yitzchok, Avrom Avinu did first, and not only that, by Yitzchok is only a remez. Vayimdua miashorim. By Avrom Avinu it says beferush. VYitzchok koisiv tefillah acheres. So the question is, what's the pshat in the Rambam? First of all, why is Yitzchok meiser? Yitzchok at best is a remez. By Avrom Avinu is beferush. By Yitzchok lo maser mikol. That's number one. And number two, even according to the Rambam, the order is out of the opposite, right? Because it says Yifrish Meinser, and then no Tfilas Mincha. Tfilas Mincha is in Parshas Chayisora. Meinser, the illusion, is only in Parshas Toldos. So the order of the Rambam itself is not right. And now a third question is the following. There are really 2 more questions. What happened here, right? It says in the idea that he estimated the Meinser. First of all, you're not allowed to estimate Meinser. Meinser has to be accurate. Like Al Taber Le'aser Modos, meaning where the Mishnah in the Red Nova says that you're not supposed to give Meinser by estimate. You're supposed to give the right shiur, because if you give too much Meinser, it's a problem. If you give too little, it's a problem. So what's the estimation? And the number four, one second. To you, when are you chayav a Meinser? When are you supposed to give Meinser? You're supposed to give Meinser after the tvua, after the grain, after the tvua, after the produce has been harvested, and it has been treated, and it has been brought to the house, it's chayav b'meiser. When you ever see that you estimate the meiser before you plant? Here it says in the pasuk, vayimtza ve'arsei, they estimated how much produce it to produce, and then it came out to be 100 times more. What does that mean that they estimated before? So the Chassam Sofer, in his tshuvas, in Yoredea, Tshuva Reish Lamed Beis explains and he says the following. The difference between the Meiser of Avrom and the Meiser of Yitzchok, because the Meiser of Avrom is Adachiyuv, was a Meiser Ksofim. He gave Meiser on the spoils of the war. which is Ma'aser Ksofim. Ma'aser Ksofim is not a Chiyuv. Yitzchok is the first that gave the Ma'aser which becomes a Chiyuv, which is the Ma'aser of produce, or something that grows from the land. That Ma'aser Dogon, the Ma'aser of Tvua, the Ma'aser of grains, it's indeed a Chiyuv. And therefore, Dafka by Yitzchok, there was a Chiyuv, because it's qualitatively different. Just opposite, if you look, Avram gave Ma'aser, Yitzchok gave Ma'aser, and Yaakov Avinu also. But that mindset that Avram Yaakov gave is mindset ksofim, is the mindset of his possessions, or mindset of the spoils. That's not a chiyuv. What the mindset did Yitzchok, that's the 10th mitzvah, is because that's the mindset of dog, and the mindset of tevuah, the mindset of something that grows. So says Chasam Sofer, so what does it mean that he estimated? First, we're not allowed to estimate. And how did? Why does he do that before planting? He says, because that's the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, says the following. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph, says the following. If you lend money to the Kohen, the Levi, and you give them as a prepay of the Ma'aser. So you lend the money, and it will be paid off, will be offset against future Ma'aser. Umeso, and let's say that they died. Mafri shalem bechetzkozer shevet. You could actually go ahead and give to them, even though they can't receive anymore, but you could use to offset the loan by giving to the tribe, to the shevet levy, because they have an interest in that. They want to make sure to have cash flow. So the shevet is masking. The shevet agrees that if the borrower died, they will pay back the chov. So if it happens that you could prepay your miseries to allow their niyim to have cash flow. And even if they die, you could offset against the shevet to pay for that loan. And the Gemara says the same fish, so only be based on, you could do that on miser only, also on stock, on the chiv miser. Mafrish olo becheskas an Yisrael, you could pay back of the Yisrael, and etc. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's the pshat. The idea is Yitzchok estimated because he wanted to prepay the Ma'aser, to give the Anim free cash flow until the time of the Ma'aser. And that's why he estimated how much he had to give, and that's why he gave them ahead of time. Now the question is, and that's why you could estimate, because when you finally give, you have to give the real number. But since he was prepaying, it was only possible through an estimate. Now the question is, why the first time Ma'aser comes into the Torah, comes into a situation that somebody is prepaying it as a loan to be offset against future payments? Why don't you say that he actually gave Ma'aser when the time came? Why does the Pasuk have to stress that he gave it as an estimate before it was planted? And also, what does it mean that there was a brocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it grow 100 times more? What does 100 times more have to do, and what does it have to do with the brocha? So the question is, and also what's inherent about Yitzchak, that Dafka he was Mesaken the Chiyuv Ma'aser. The Chiyuv Ma'aser is not Avrom, it's Dafka Yitzchak. So the question is, why the Chiyuv Ma'aser is Dafka Yitzchak? First of all, the Seder of the Rambam calls it the Ma'aser was established before Mincha, even though in the Psukim it says exactly the opposite. Number three, why is the case of Ma'aser that we mentioned is a Ma'aser that was estimated before it was actually paid? And what does it mean that it was a brocha that it came out to be 100 times the estimate? First of all, why the brocha? And why the Pasuk has to stress the brocha? And he has to say that it was 100 times the estimate. What does he have to do 100 times the estimate? The truth is that if you look at the Meshechochma says that this is very, very consistent with Yitzchak. Because if you look in the few psukim later, the pasuk says, "Vayilo mikne tzoynu mikne boker." Here, possessions of tzoyn and possessions of boker. So the Meshal Chochma asks, why does it say mikne twice? Why does it say tzoynu boker? Why does it say mikne tzoynu mikne boker? And he says, it's very simple. Because if you look at the Gemara in Bechoyres, the Gemara in Bechoyres says that Ma'aser Behema, which is also a chiyuv, has to be done in such a way that tzoyin has to be only for the tzoyin and boker for the tzoyin. You cannot give one for the other because ein me'asri mina shelumina. You have to give for the same species. So you can't exchange the species. And that's what the Pasuk stresses, that vayalo mikne tzoyin or mikne boker, that he had mikne tzoyin and mikne boker, that the mikne was done separately. Here again, the story of Ma'aser Behema, which is the chiyuv, also comes from Yitzchak. which is also interesting. And also, it's not that he gave the mindset, or it came to give the mindset. When he bought it in such a way to separate the two in order to give mindset. So here by Yitzchak, it's not that he gives mindset, or there's a chiyuv. When he actually buys the animal, he's already structuring in such a way to be able to give mindset. And the pasuk stresses that. Why is that so important, and why is that so critical? That's the first set of questions. Then we have to look at the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says the following. Says the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Tanya, Yarabi Meir Oimer, Chayav Odom Levarach Mea Brochas B'chol Yom. A person has to make 100 brochas every day. Shenemar, Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. Because the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. So how do you see that from the Pasuk? You have to write, make Mea Brochas. So, and this is quotes, Pir Shem Yotam, Dehave Milas, Ve'dehave Mole. So he says that if you look at V'yeshmea oisiyos b'posuk, that if you look at the posuk, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imcho, there are 100 words in the 100 letters in the posuk, so that's 100 brachos. V'yesh mefarshim de Ma oile be'atbash mea, if you look Ma be'atbash, adds to 100. But then he quotes Rashi, Bekundesh Pirish, that there is a drosha, Al tikri Ma elameo. That instead of saying the word ma, it means the word mea. It's not the pasuk saying what Hashem wants from you, but it's saying Hashem wants from you positively mea. Davka 100, kedei lehash shkeloimer shechayev mea broches. So Rashi learns from a drosha, al tikre mo ela mea. It's a big machloik as if it's a chiyuv of the raisa or the rabbanon. The Stechemet quotes some machronim that hold that okay, this is a chi of the raisa because it's like a drosha. Now, if it's a chi of the raisa, it's very schwer to say that the Stechemet himself asks, how can it be a chi of the raisa if brochas is all of the rabbanon? How can you see it's a chi of the raisa? But lechoyer is a drosha. First of all, it's a funny drosha. The pasuk writes ma, and you say, don't read ma la mea, mechtesi. Why should you read mea into the word ma? The word says ma, what? And you read into it mea. Why do you read mea? And lechoyra, how can it be the raisa? If you look at the tour in Siman Memvov, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabrura, is much from the Mishabrura, both in Siman Memvov and also in Hilchos Shabbos, that the 100 start counting from the night. Doesn't come from the day, it comes from the night. Shlomo Zalman in Chashlomo wants to say that what happens if you're mekabel Shabbos early? So the Mishabur in Hilchos Shabbos says beferush that you start from the brochas of the night, the kiddush and etc. Shlomo Zalman has a shalom. What happens if you start kiddush Shabbos early, right? And you make you daven the brochas, the seven brochas, you daven all the brochas, plus you learn kiddush beforehand. Shlomo Zalman says even though kiddusha Shabbos you have, but since it still belongs to Friday, it only counts to the 100 brochas of Friday. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing also. What happens if you bench on Shabbos by Shalshudas after the Zman? That doesn't count through the Meras Brochas of Shabbos. It would count to the Meras Brochas of Sunday. So if you start Shabbos early and you end Shabbos late, and you make the Brochas early and you make the Brochas late, you'll be missing like 20 Brochas that you have to make up. And the question is why, first of all, why is not all? If it's Legabi Kedusha Shabbos, you could make Kiddush, you could be Yoitzi the Seuda and Machloikes, but you could do at least the mitzvahs and the Isur, the Surim are all there. Why Mea Brocha is not Tolu Kedusha Shabbos? It's totally on the day and night. And let's look at the Ramba, the Tur. The Tur says, Aval Vade Choy Vekol Yochi Vyochi Levarach Oisam. The Tanya, Hayra Miro Imer, Mea Brocha Schei Vodum Levarach Bechol Yoim. Quotes the Gemara in Noches. And they got to Drasha Psukim. And Rav Trunai, Masa Mechasia, quotes the Medrash. David HaMelech Lavashon Tiken Mea Brochis. The Takona comes, this Takona of Rameir comes from the time of David HaMelech. The Chsiv, who come, the Neuma Gever, who come Al, Al is Begimatria 100 Havo. Ki Bechol Yoim Mesi Mea Nefoshes Misro. There were 100 people dying every day. They didn't know why. So that's why the Mesakan 100 brachas. That's why the brachas are mesukan on the regular happenings of the world. On the regular natural events. To have 100 brachas every day. So the Prisha in Sevkot Deza says, Pirush kasherash b'chol yom meisu mea nefoshes. When they saw that every day 100 people were dying, tikin shivorch b'chol yom mea brachas. Ubaze yotzer amaves. He thought that by saying 100 brachas, the death will stop. Ubevadai kivin b'mea. So he says, al korchach, this idea of 100, he was mechaven la'soida yedua la'mekubalim, for known secret of the mekubalim al derech aik becher. Aik becher is alif yud kof be chof resh. So therefore, lachen Moser David soida mea. So therefore, what he did was he gave and he transmitted the secret of the 100 to the Sanhedrin. Vem tikna brochas, meaning he didn't do the brochas because the brochas is only the rabbanan. He taught them the concept of the 100, which is the soid of Aik Becher, and the Sanhedrin was mesaken it. But he wasn't mesaken the brochas because the brochas are the rabbanan. So David HaMelech only gave them the secret of the 100, and they used the 100 to do the brochas. He gave them the ability to mesak in the brachas. And they will mesak in the brachas. Now you have to understand, first of all, what does that mean? David HaMelech gave them the secret of the 100 and they will mesak in the brachas? What does that mean? What's the secret of 100? What's the Aik Becher? Interesting, the Prisha quotes here some Kabbalistic idea. What does that mean? And what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu killed 100 people a day, miskinim? Why? Because the Mea Brochas, couldn't Kadosh Baruch Hu tell David HaMelech to do the 100 brochas? He had to kill 100 people every day until he understood it? It doesn't make any sense. Now, the Yerushalmi in Brochas says that the brochas, that it's not Tiknu Mea Brochas. The Loshan Yerushalmi is the Dur Mesakin Mea Mitzvahs. And the Yerushalmi is, let me just show you, the Yerushalmi is in Brochus, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, and that's quoted in the Seder of Avamram Goyen. Hayarab Mir Vitania, Hayarab Yeroi Mir Chayv Odom Nubarach Mea Brochus Bechol Yoyim, Ubagmor Ad Eretz Yisrael Gar Sinan Hoch Yerushalmi Brochus Tes Tes, Daf Yudal Damudalet, Tane B'Shem Rav Meir, Ein Lecha Odom Yisro, She'enoise Mea Mitzvahs B'chol Yoyim. You need to do 100 mitzvahs. Interesting, the Bavli writes as brochas, the Yerushalmi has it as mitzvahs. We have to understand what the difference is. She'enem Atosam Masha Melokech Shalvim Chol, Tik Remai Lamea. And he also, the Rav Goyen learns like Rashi, that the drosha is, don't read Ma Elamea. You have to understand what kind of a drosha is that. Mea brochas, says the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says beferush. Mo al tikre ma'el mea, that's the Yerushalmi. Mea brochas. So he needs mea brochas, but it's mea mitzvahs. Right? So it's interesting the Yerushalmi holds mitzvahs. Ve'dovid ha'melech hu'i tiknan, k'shodiyu yosh Yerushalmi sh'vise misura mea'ish b'chol yom omed v'tikim mea brochas. So he was mesaken mea brochas, says Rav Amram, that's according to the Bavli. So the question is, the brochas on the rabbon is not a kind of the melech. She nishtakhu, that this was forgotten. David the melech had this issue, and he was besak and mea brochas, but this was forgotten. That's why the brochas on the rabbon, because the tanoim v'moroim came in the ormesad that besayed the brochas. So again, the question is, what does it mean mitzvahs? The Rishalmi starts with mitzvahs and ends with brochas. What does mitzvahs and brochas have to do with each other? What does that mean, Chozer, that they forgot about it? What kind of a thing did they forgot? Why did they forgot? And why Davka the Tanoim Vamoroim came to be Mesaken to bring back that which was forgotten? To answer all of these questions, we'll continue and following what the Shloa Kodesh says. The Shloa Kodesh comes to explain the idea of Aik Becher. If you look at Aik Becher, Aik is Aleph Yud Koh Kuf, which is 1, 10, and 100. Becher is 2, 20, and 200. Explains the Shloa that Aik Becher is keneged Avrohom, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Avrohom is keneged Aleph, Yitzchok is keneged Yud, and Yaakov Avinu is keneged the 100. And we'll soon see how Yaakov Avinu is keneged the 100. Avrohom Avinu is keneged Aleph, so he explains the following. First, let's explain Yitzchok is keneged the Yud. The concept of Meiser, we know that there is Meiser and there is Meiser mina Meiser. Says the Shlo, if you look at the Meiser is keneged the Yud. As we spoke, the Yud is the Shorosh Olam. The Yud, in essence, if you look at it, is basically two Yudim. It's the Kutzo Shel Yud, which in itself is a small Yud. And then you have the Yud, which is the regular Yud, those two Yudim. And then you have the spelling of the Yud, which is Vov and Dalet, which is also Begimatria 10. So and I'll explain, that's Keneged Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Midas Adin. Pachad Yitzchok, the Zohar says. So Yitzchok is Midas Adin. The concept of Midas Adin is that Yitzchok, after the Akedah, he went on to the Shoresh of Midas Adin, which is the Beetle of himself, to go into the Shoresh and the Haschol of Midas Adin. As we spoke, Midas Adin is the beginning of the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Metzamtzem himself. At the original point of the Tzimtzum was that Nekuda, which is called the Yud. And that Nekuda is the Reishis Chochma. And as we saw in the Shlod before, the Reishis Chochma is two Reishis. It's the Reishis of Chochma and the Reishis that more the knowledge, which gives you the ability of to know what you don't know. The knowledge which creates the lack of knowledge, which is the Yud of Keser. And those two, the Yud of Keser, the concept of the creation of the unknown is all a function of the known. The more you know, the more you know that you don't know. That is Meiser and Meiser mina Meiser. Because the Meiser mina Meiser is the Midas Adin, the realization that the whole world doesn't exist. It's all a function of bringing about that original master plan. That in this world, we don't bring anything. We have no value. We're not adding anything. We're just bringing about the original plan. What's the original plan? Is that Nekuda, which is the Aschol of the Tzimtzum, which is Yud and Kutzo Shel Yud. Those two beginnings are the shortage of all the Bria. And as we explained, that's the Bria in potential. That's the whole Bria in potential. The acknowledgement of such a thing is Meiser, and then Meiser mina Meiser. This is the idea of the Yud, which is the concept of Yitzchok Avinu. Yaakov Avinu comes to do the concept of the 100. The concept of the 100 is state in the Shlo that Mokoim is the Gematria 100. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechinas Mokoim, Ma Noira HaMokoim Azeh. And the Mokoim is 100 because it's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you take Yud square, Hey square, Vav square, and Hey square is again Begimatria Mokim. And the Begimatria Mokim is, I'm sorry, it's not Begimatria 100, it's Begimatria Kuf. That is the concept of Kuf, which is the numerical values 100. And that's something called the Shoresh HaBrocha. The Brocha is the Ribui. As we said always, the Brocha is the concept of Ribui. If we are Makir, the Shoresh HaDvorim, that Shoresh HaDvorim will go into its full fruition, in its full Brocha. Its full Brocha, it's creating Mokim. Mokim means to create the dimension. There is a dimension of the Shoresh, and there is a dimension of realization. That's why Mokim, which is Begimatria Kuf, which is, you see, it's the Hey, down to the lowest level. The down to the lowest level is taking Yud Kei Vav Kei to the next dimension. If you take Yud Kei Vav Kei square, Yud square, Hey square, Vav square, and Hey square is Begimatria Mokim, which is Begimatria Kuf 186, which is the letter representation of the number 100, which basically is nothing, just the 10 spheres in the Shoresh, to the next level, which is 10 times 10. This is the concept of the world that we come here, the world of realization, the world of physical, the world of reality, when the machshava, the soif ma'ase, is connected to the machshava tchila. Then the soif ma'ase in its full realization, it's taking it to the next dimension, is the 10 of the machshava taking to 100. The numerical representation is kuf, which is begimatria mokim, which is the Shem Shomayim square. That is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, if you realize, as we'll soon see, he's the chibur between Avram and Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the Midas Adin, is the recognition that everything is from there. Avram Avinu is the Midas HaChesed. Avram Avinu is the Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed relates not to the concept of the Levim, as I told you, the Levi, which is Mainzer. It relates to the Midas HaChesed, which is the Midas HaKehuna. And Kehuna, what you give to the Kohen? You give to the Kohen Truma. What is Truma? Is Chita Achas Poteres, is called a Kri. And Davka Truma, the Gemara says in Beya, the Truma is given by Oimed. You don't need to measure it. Because it relates to the Chesed of Avram. And the Chesed of Avram is the Pshat that it relates to the Machshova, to that Keser, which is above the Tzimtzum, which is a Kodesh Bohu, which is not Metzumtzum, which is something for us. The only thing we can relate a Kodesh Bohu is Chesed, because Chesed is Bein Lashirim Belanim. In other words, there are two kinds of infinites. There is the infinite, which is a cognitive infinite. That's the infinite that comes also through a measure. And there's the infinite, which is ineffable, which we can only relate to. That's Chesed. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu say, the only thing we know about Kodesh Baruch Hu before Bris Olam was a Chesed, which was infinite, that's ineffable. We can't even understand what it is, which is the Chesed without any Tzimtzum in Midas Adin, is the true Echad. And that's why Chita Achas Poteres is called a Kri. That's why you realize that the Shoresh Advorim is Truma, which is Chita Achas, but there is called a Kri. This idea of these two infinites, the infinite of Mainzer Mina Mainzer, which is given to the Kehuna, which is the Shoresh Advorim, and the Truma, which is Ein Lashior, Nitenes Beoimet, Chita Achas, but there is called a Kri. That's the infinite of infinite. That if you go look into the theories of Cantor, the theories, the set theory, and the set theory is Cantor realizes that there are two types of infinite. There is infinite, that even though it's infinite, but you could measure it, you could deal with that. It's the famous story that he says that you could go to a hotel which has infinite rooms, and this guy goes and he asks for a room and says, "I'm sorry, you're booked." And he says, "How is it possible? You have infinite number of rooms." He says, "Yes, we have an infinite number of rooms, but we have an infinite number of guests." The guy says, "One second, if that's the case, look at between room, what's first room is number one, second room is number two. Okay, between one and two, I can fit another set of infinites." So in other words, infinites are sets that you can deal with it, a cognitive set, because that's the infinite that comes from Chochmah, which is Kutzo Shel Yud. But then you realize, Cantor, that there is an infinite which is ineffable. That infinite, he calls himself in mathematics, is called Aleph. The Aleph is the one that has no expression. It's not only a mute letter, it's a letter that can't. Always you say something before something happens. When somebody said, "I will do," the "I will do," you put the letter Aleph before. Aleph is Begimatria 111. That is the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can appreciate. The only thing we know is an inexpressible amount of Chesed. That's Keneged Yitzchak. Yaakov Avinu is combining the two, the Chesed and the Din. That huge potential and the channeling of potential, that becomes the world that we live here, which is the world of Brocha. Brocha means that if we recognize the Shoresh of Avram and Yitzchak, we are able to bring it into this world. This is the world of Kuf. Kuf, the Gemara says, Babasa Daf Nuches, that the Odom Bifnei Ashchina is Ke Kuf Bifnei Odom. The koif with the kuf with the mokim, if you don't connect to the shoresh, it's like a monkey. What is a monkey? A monkey is a humanoid without a neshama. the world is a kuf, is the concept of brocha of ribui that comes from the shoresh. If you don't connect to the shoresh, is a world without neshama. So the world of kuf connects to the world of meiser, that connects to the world of truma, and takes from the world of koif to become the world of ke'odom b'fnei ha'shechina. That connecting to the shechina to take the koif into there is aik, the kuf taking to the yud, taking to the aleph, and connecting to a whole picture that relates to it. So says the Shlo. That's what the Gemara means. Ma Hashem Shalkecha Shvel Bimach. What's Ma? Ma is Begimatria, the Shem Yud Ki Vov Ki Bemilu Aleph. Yud Yud Vov Dalet, Hey Hey Aleph, Vov Vov Aleph Vov, and Hey Aleph is Begimatria Ma, which is Begimatria Odom. Odom is the one who can see the essence of the world. The essence of the world is the connection of the world to Kodesh Bohu, the world of Ribui connected to the world of Shoresh. How do you achieve that? Al tikri ma, I mean, you can't say ma. How do you express ma? With mea broches. What is mea broches? Mea broches is the hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world of mokim. State in Rokanti, it's keneged the mea adonim. The word in the Mishkan was holding in 100 bases. The adonim is the loshon adonim, the adonim is the loshon adnus. Adnus is the mekablim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. You are mekabel that hashpo, you are mekabel, you are recognizing that all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the 100 brochas every day. So if you want to know the essence of the world, how do you achieve the al tikre ma el ha-mea? Mea ema is hainu hach, is the gilui shem shamayim in the world. The word ma is the essence of the world. The word mea is how you achieve that. You achieve that bringing the Aleph into the Ma. This is the Mea Brochus, which is connecting the physical world, the other dimension of Mokum, to the Shoresh, and bringing the Shoresh. That's why Brochus, Beloshon Hashpo, and the Hashpo is Davkon 100, taking from the 10 into the 100, from the spiritual dimension into the physical dimension, and connecting the two to be Mashpia. And that's why David HaMelech is the one who's Mesakin. David HaMelech is the Tikkun Odom. We know the Odom is Odom David Mashiach. David HaMelech is the one who says, Les Lemigar Miklum. Right? He was the one who realized that the world is connected. David HaMelech is also connected. Chazal Gemara Sanhedrin says it's connected to Kiddush Levona. Connected the Kiddush Levona. Because of Levona, that her light, it comes from the sun. Connecting the light to the sun is David HaMelech, which is the ultimate Mekabel. How do you achieve that? By the recognition of Mea Broches. Mea Broches is taking the world of Koif to the world of Yud. That recognition comes from David HaMelech. That's why 100 people were dying every day. Not that was a punishment. Because the world without Mea Broches is Ke Koif Bifnei B'dei Odom. What's Koif? Is an animal, is a humanoid without a Neshama. That's a dead person. That's why the world is dead. There were 100 dead because that 100 was without kesher to the Shoresh, without the kesher to the Neshama, which is the kesher to the Yud. So that itself is Misa. That's why the Gemara, now you could understand, David HaMelech was Mesaken the Soid Mea. That the Soid Mea means that the Mea needs to be Mechubar to a Shoresh, to the Hashpo, to the giver, the Kuf needs to be Mechubar to the Yud. Anshek Nesak Doila, when the Sanhedrin Mesake through Broches. Why Dafka then? Why the Arvamrum Chozer the Shokhu? Because that's only possible with Teresh Balpe. Teresh Balpe is the recognition that our human thinking, the world of physical, is nothing but an expression of Rokhnius. That was only possible after Kabbalah's Teresh Balpe Bimei Purim. So David HaMelech realized that the world is missing that. But this was only possible to bring into realization, statement of Amram, by Anshek Nesak Doila, after Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, Teresh Bal Peh Be'ava. That's why it only comes out later. So that explains the word of Mo and Mea, why people are dying, and what the idea of the brochas. That's why state in Tur, those brochas of Mesukana Seder Oilam is the recognition that the Seder Oilam is not physical. And that's why the Mea Brocha is another function of Kedusha Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says it's all in the physical day. The brochas are on physical phenomena and they are based on the physical day. And that's why Dafka is totally on the physical day not on Kedusha Shabbos. Now you could understand now why Yitzchok has been sakened. That concept of the Chiyuv Meiser, that the Chiyuv Meiser is that anything that grows, that comes out, anything, any produce, belongs and has a shortage of something much higher. And this is the own realization of a potential which is already there. That recognition, Dafka Midas Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the one. But when was Yitzchok? So Meiser is a recognition. Is the recognition by Yitzchok not to give Meiser, that the whole world is there to give Meiser. Therefore, the recognition of Yitzchok is never to give Meiser. Is that when he planted Aldas the Meiser. That's why he prepaid the Meiser. And that's why he did Meiser Behema. It's not that he gave Meiser Behema. He acquired his possessions as a way to express Meiser. And therefore, that comes before Mincha. Mincha is only possible. What's Mincha? Mincha is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything belongs to him, as we spoke so many times. That's Lifnei Sarev, that's Keneged Mincha, which is Moiser Es Nafshoi. Keneged Korba Mincha, that the Oni is Moiser Es Nafshoi. That's only possible after the recognition of Meiser. The recognition of Meiser really comes before, because that's the story of the Akedah. The Akedah is when Yitzchok comes to Ketz Chai, that he leaves after the Olam of Tchiyah. He went to the Shoresh. He represents with the Sadin that he went to the Shoresh of the Nekuda. That is the idea of the Akedah. What's the idea of the Akedah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him something, and Afarish Lechasechosi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me tell you what I meant. This idea of going back to what I meant is the mid of Yitzchok, which is the recognition that the world here is just realizing what he meant. That's the concept of Meiser. So the Akedah is the Shoresh Meiser. That's why the Rambam says that the Meiser is the 10th mitzvah, and it comes before Tfilas HaMincha. And that's the mid of Yitzchok, therefore Yitzchok is Besaken. So Aik Becher is the soid of this world, the mid of Sachesed of Avrom Keneged Aleph, the mid of Sadin, which is Keneged Yud, and that world of realization that the Chesed mixes with Din to create the dimension of the physical, which is the Buchinas Mokim, that is Keneged Yaakovinu Manuira HaMokim Azeh. So through the Mea, we recognize by the Mea Brochas that the world is connected to a Shoresh. We amile that through the Yud, which is the concept of Meiser, Trumas Meiser. And then finally we connect to the Shoresh HaShoroshim, which is Nisim Zatruma, the Chita Achas Poteras, it's called a Kri.